From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandra Tsing Lo.
If you think it's hard teaching a toddler to use knife and fork, try training an octopus. Just impossible. Or maybe not. Because octopuses have learned how to make themselves elbows. An octopus's hyper-flexible arms come in handy when it's swimming or squeezing into tiny hiding places, or waving its arms menacingly at human divers. But they aren't very helpful when it comes to getting tasty morsels held at the ends of the arms into the mouth. Imagine the mess you'd make trying to eat a piece of pizza with a rubbery, uncontrollable arm. But no, Israeli and Italian researchers reported in the journal Current Biology have found that octopuses get around their handicap by creating a temporary arm joint. The joint is formed neither from bone nor cartilage. The boneless beast's arms have neither. Instead, two waves of muscle contraction move toward each other from opposite ends of the arm. One from near the head, the other from the tip. They stiffen up the arm as they go. Where they meet, a kink forms, the octo-elbow. Octopuses can also make other joints similar to human wrists and shoulders. They then rotate the limb around the joints to maneuver food into their mouths. Chopsticks are a little trickier, but hey, let's start where we are, with dinner at 8. Get it? Octopus. Hey.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.